You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
We keep making these episodes, baby. You keep listening. Shouts to you.
There it is. Yeah, Alexis says it like, you know, like somebody's against us. You know, somebody's actively trying to stop us from making Women's World Cup daily episodes.
I don't know how you guys feel yourselves, okay? But for me, it's knowing that just behind me is a bunch of haters.
It's the fuel we need to move forward because, you know, there's too many people trying to hold us back.
Right? My car, no, it don't take premium. It don't take any type of ethanol. It takes Haterade. You
feel me? Okay, you use the brand name instead. I use Hater Juice.
I'm sure you use organic, range-free.
I mean, as long as you look, if you could afford that stuff, good for you, bro.
No, you buying hate water.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros. Bro, I don't have my own soundboard anymore.
Oh, that's right. We need to have two separate soundboards that are...
I wish I did have my own soundboard.
Actively, you know, fighting against each other.
I might buy one and just bring it in and plug it in one day. And you're going to be like, where did you get that?
A little soundboard battle.
Yeah.
What's good, everybody?
You hear cool sounds like, oh, no, Christian's gone crazy. I got to put my own drops in there.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another Women's World Cup Daily. We are the Cooligans. Up early every day watching these games.
I don't know how you're doing it because I am fully exhausted.
I am also fully exhausted. I'm excited. We're going to have a break this week because there is one match day. There's no match day on Friday, so that's going to be lovely. We can't wait.
Thank you. I do want to have... Can I just get the folks who scheduled this World Cup, just leave them in a room alone with me for 10 minutes? Yes. The hell is wrong with y'all, bro? Yes,
you and Infantino and Sunil Gulati. Right?
We walk out holding hands, smoking cigars. It's like, it's not exactly how I thought it went. I'm like, guess what? We're sponsored in the next She Believes Cup. We've got some offshore accounts now.
We've struck a deal.
Yeah. Panama Papers too. We're going to be in it. We're going to be in the film.
We're going to do everything we can to get our names redacted.
100%, bro. Everything but our names redacted.
Another exciting match day that we have to go over because some upsets, some shock, just some crazy results. But Group B and Group C, entertained us for sure,
bro,
this morning. It was pretty wild.
Look, we thought, maybe the New Zealand will be the shock of it. You know, we talked about, I was up on the Philippines, you know?
We all were.
Man, some of these... Nigeria, I didn't expect to see coming.
No, I mean, this was, we were talking about it before, and you know, I usually try to root for the African nations because, like, they usually have a tougher time. Usually they haven't, maybe.
Federations aren't as supportive.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, that's part of the storyline and a big part of the fandom and support, right? You want to support these women.
Also, don't you feel because we're of Caribbean islands that don't really play this sport, I feel some kinship
without a doubt
with some of these African nations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when is Cuba going to get into the World Cup?
Bro, we can
when get... When is Dominican Republic going to get in the World Cup?
Look, we can have a gigantic geopolitical conversation, and that's what we will do today.
Right. I'm glad you're here.
Welcome. Okay, so everybody who pressed play on this podcast, y'all been trapped.
Right.
Okay?
And we're going to start with countries that have oil reserves.
Okay? We're going to make you feel bad about being American.
100%.
Okay? All right, colonizers.
Shouts, I think that's
why we
gotta
start every episode now. What up, colonizers? This is the cool again.
Okay. What's up, colonizers? As if we host a radio show for American soldiers in the Caribbean.
Anyway, no. So let's start with Group B. Let's start with the way the games were played, because we want to get to.
Let's do the most recent ones first, so people don't fast forward.
Okay, so then Australia and Canada, and then Ireland, Nigeria. So those, yeah, both of those games happened at the same time. As soon as it starts, when the games are played concurrently, I'm like, oh, is the World Cup already over? Like, yeah, it's already starting to feel like it's slipping from my hands.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, it does feel behind you. Like, when's the second match? Round of 16? Okay.
We're here already. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, 2 days ago, I was like, group stage is over, right? I don't know. How did I go backwards?
All right, Canada, Australia. What a game! We'll start there. Obviously, Ireland, Nigeria. It was a dull sort of result, but it led to Nigeria. Well, it led to Ireland getting their first ever point at a World Cup, and Nigeria advancing for the first time.
Yes. Shouts to Nigeria. This is huge. Tremendous. I do want to talk about Canada versus Australia.
We got it. This is crazy.
Can I tell you who my player of the match was?
Who is it?
You want to guess?
I'm assuming it's an Australian player.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What? Sam Kerr cheering everybody on the bench?
That's who it is. It's Sam Kerr. Because no one was used more intelligently in this group stage than Sam Kerr. Bro, this coach, what's his name?
I just want to let everybody know, I completely get it. I had no idea. Alexis did not tell me what name he was going to say.
First of all, you think even I know what name I was going to say?
Just a second ago?
Yo, Tony Gustafsson, right? Okay. This man is a genius. He's using Sam Kerr as a tool of fear.
All right.
The same way.
A decoy.
Yes. I don't know if this happened to you. Latin parents would do this, that if you didn't go to sleep at night, they would like grab your feet and say there was a ghost in the room.
Wow. No, I was not terrorized by my parents. Oh, my God.
I honestly don't think you're Latino. If you're not terrorized, Mike, Miguelito, what was your experience like growing up?
I mean, I'm not even Latino.
I know, that's why I'm asking, what was your experience
That never happened to me.
What trauma did your parents cause you? Yeah.
Why don't you say it like you're French? What trauma?
Whatever. Go.
That's some white people trauma. Yeah. I don't know. No, my parents never grabbed my feet.
My mother would pretend they were ghosts in the room so that we would either go to sleep, which I don't know how you sleep as a fear child, as a child in fear, or you'd sleep under the covers so you wouldn't get sick. I don't know what they try to use ghosts as a fear, but not me. I'm like, let's hang out with the ghosts.
All right. So now
is it the ghost of my dad?
Man, it's alive and well. Yeah.
you think? This is how they used Sam Kerr. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's on a bench, so now you got to sit here and like worry about her and plan. She's not even playing, dog.
Right, but she had the boots. She had the socks pulled up. She was ready to go.
Oh my God! Yes, they want you to think. Dude, this is what I'm saying.
All part of the game,
right? This dude's playing chess. We out here playing backgammon, bro. This is genius level sort of maneuvering from Tony Gustafsson.
I mean, it was at when you look at the result, a 4-0 drubbing. What was that even necessary for?
Yes, you got to get in their heads, bro. You're not thinking. You got to. The game starts before the whistle.
Okay. Well, Canada looked like they,
didn't hear the whistle.
They were awful. I mean, it's a real shame. I don't know why they were specifically this bad. Because Australia, they haven't been, completely just impressive and just blowing people's minds.
No, but they did seem to put it all together for this match without even having Sam Kerr. But we talked a little bit. Kalen Sheridan, obviously friend of the show.
Yeah.
The goalkeeper for Canada didn't have the greatest game, but I honestly think her backline completely let her down. I mean, this is not how Sinclair should go out.
Not at all.
This is a legend. Should have scored in her sixth straight World Cup, did not, unfortunately. Had chances. I don't know if you saw, she grabbed a patch of grass on the way out.
Okay.
And they asked her why, and she said, because it's probably going to be her last World Cup.
Yeah.
Which is gut-wrenching, you know?
Sure, I mean, gut-wrenching is not the word I would use. It's like, I mean, everybody who makes it to
was this a happy moment for you? You're happy to see her suffer?
Well, no, it wasn't the It was the she did a post-game interview that was very emotional. I can play that real quick.
We don't have to play the whole thing.
We don't have to play more. Like, I thought you wanted it to show how gut-wrenching
we
it
could just
this
talk
is an
about
example
it.
Of it being gut-wrenching. He's like, no, we don't need to see all this.
Why show Exhibit A?
Let me make my point, but I want to show this. Let's play this real quick.
Tonight on the field there, before you left the field, what was your message to them?
I just love them all. You can make me cry. We go through everything together, you know, winning and losing. It's all part of the game. It's why we love this sport. And yeah, we've always said we're a family and we do it together. Whether we win an Olympic gold medal or lose in the group stage of a World Cup, we do it together.
Okay. That's gut-wrenching.
That is. No, that is I mean, I think this just goes to for the show that I'm right. What we should have played was that sketch of the LeBron being like, I'm 36. You know what I'm talking about?
I've never
that
seen that.
The guy's like, why are these players moving around? I'm 36. I just need to win one more. Christine Sinclair is actually 40 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a soldier. This is someone who's been playing since we show these games in black and white. You know what I mean? This is someone who's been a part of 5-6 straight World Cups, didn't get a chance to score in her 6. This is absolutely incredible. Massive for the sport. Massive for the women's game in Canada. Massive for the women's game in general. To see her go out this way in a group stage with no real stats, it hurts. It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would probably say that Canada probably, with all due respect to Christine Sinclair, should have probably done used Christine Sinclair the way they use Marta, which is like late in the game, try to make a difference. Christine Sinclair looked a little slow, some sloppy touches, especially in this game against Australia. And look, everybody had a bad game, and not to single her out.
I mean, Canada in general had a bad tournament. I think Quinn is probably the most impressive player. They've surprised me the most.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen much from Leon. There were some, you know, flashes of brilliance. Jordan Heidema, I think, didn't show up in the way that I would expect Jordan Heidema.
I would say the most aggressive player, as far as attacking player on the team. I thought Heidema was pretty good.
I like the idea of Heidema cutting in. Ashley Lawrence, I believe her name is, the fullback with a number 10, which is weird.
It's
so surprising.
A lot of the teams have been doing that. The uniform numbers like don't correspond to the positions.
Yeah,
it's like,
what is it, alphabetical order? What are we doing here?
Y'all need to be fighting for these numbers, right? Yeah. Like, if you are an attacker, you're fighting for the 9. If the goalie has 9, yo, we have a problem.
That
right?
would be wild. I didn't see the goalie.
If you're
with
the striker and you're number 64, I'm not that scared of you, dog. You know what I mean? Would you just get here?
Then you're just a youth player.
Right. It was like the 3-digit number.
Like when the Mexican teams play, like 187, be like, all right, I'm kind of scared of this guy. But that's only because of the number.
But what was up with Canada's defending overall?
But Ashley Lawrence is like trying to push up, sending, there's no one in the box when she's sending crosses. I'm like, what was the game plan? Was it Priestman? What's the name of the coach?
I don't know.
Priestman. Beverly Priestman.
Yeah, Beverly Priestman, yeah.
Bro, you got some questions you got to answer, Beverly Priestman, bro.
This was, as far as just the defending, even they had a second chance at life by when VAR got involved, when that seemed like a harsh... overturning of a goal, but by the letter of the law, it is correct. But that goal, that was going to go in anyway, regardless if the defender was there or not. But it is what it is. But even after having that opportunity, we're like, oh, okay, look, we gave up one. It could have been 2, but nah, it's still 1-0.
Right.
4 minutes later, you give up another goal off a set piece,
and some of these goals look like. It looks like the striker paid the defender to walk away. I'm like, how much? I don't think I've
sloppy.
Seen this much space in a World Cup.
Sloppy. Haley Russell gets she scores the first 2 goals, but that second one was just like, who is doing what? The ball bouncing around everywhere. Nobody, Kaylin Sheridan went for it but missed it. No real communication, it seems like, from the back line and goalkeeper for Canada. And they had the worst game at the worst time.
Yeah, and if you are a fan of the Canada national team, you know, you probably went into this competition with a little bit of a here's our chance to show the Federation who's, you know, bankrupt and doesn't want to support and is canceling, you know, friendlies. Here's our chance to show that we deserve more and deserve more. And you still do, obviously, but you just wish you would have had a slightly better tournament just to really rub it in their faces. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Just to show that they're wrong.
Well, that's like the frustrating thing about the you know, a lot of women's programs and just at the Women's World Cup, where not only are they trying to succeed in their, you know, in their own careers, it's also they're fighting with their own employers as plenty of countries deal with this the same exact thing.
I see they fuel their cars with the same haterade.
Okay. Hater juice brought to you by
Christian juice and powdered haterade. You get your own water.
Now with oat milk. okay. So,
It doesn't taste that bad, says 9 out of 10 users.
So it's a frustrating thing because you, as you're watching, you're like also kind of feeling bad for, because you know that this is a factor in playing the game. It's hard to completely shut it out of your mind when, you know, the Canadian Federation can't even pay you or doesn't provide proper resources and doesn't help the team prepare for the Women's World Cup. It's absurd.
Here's the flip of it, though. Yo, Canada been yipping a little bit.
Have they?
They've been talking some mad, you know, about their stance in CONCACAF, both the men and the women.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. I remember Jonathan Herdman.
Oh, right.
Said we're gonna. They literally said we're gonna fuck Serbia. You know,
right.
Like, yo, you need to chill. Those aren't even typical fighting words, you know. And the Canadian national team on the women's side, a lot of people were considering them, you know, maybe possibly next up in CONCACAF, a team to be reckoned with.
After winning the Olympics. Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, there was a lot of talk. There was a lot of chatter out there. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is that a turkey chatter?
100%. There's a couple of chatters, a couple of gobbles.
It's Thanksgiving already.
There was a little bit of chatter about their stance in CONCACAF. And now both the men's and women's, I think, have had a rough tournament.
Without a doubt. I mean, look, they finished on 4 points, which with the group that they were in, you would have kind of felt like, oh, that might be enough. But
Nigeria sneaks in with 5, bro.
Nigeria had a great group stage. And it's looking like, I don't know, I haven't seen this yet, but Nigeria might end up facing England. That's a real possibility.
I think they have to wait for the English.
They have to wait for, they finish at the top of the group. That'll be a nice matchup.
That would be huge.
Okay. There's obviously...
Shouts to the Super Falcons, bro. We're pulling for you.
So, as far as Canada needing to chill, they do need to chill. It's a chilly country, but it could...
That wouldn't need to come quick because they need to chill. There's a lot of goblin going on.
it's Canadian Thanksgiving as well, but they, you know, losing in the World Cup in the group stage, unfortunate. Yeah. But as I was watching Christine Sinclair, I just wanted to be like, yo, you just need an ice cold Coors Light to chill,
bro.
Right?
Like I get that it's emotional, but maybe if you just relaxed a little bit, you know what I mean? You would see that it's a moment to be proud for everything you've done for the sport, not a moment to be sad.
Exactly.
And if you are going to grab a beer, might I suggest an ice cold Coors Light, crisp,
exactly,
refreshing.
And now that she doesn't have to play in any more World Cup matches, you can come back home and watch Leagues Cup,
buddy. Let loose, you know. Come watch Leagues Cup. NYCFC will be taking on Red Bull, right? River Derby as part of Leagues Cup.
It's gonna be exciting.
The excitement. Some of these Mexican teams are playing incredibly well. There's a gentleman named Lionel Messi. You might have heard of him.
He's playing tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're going to relax
or tomorrow,
and chill.
It's tomorrow.
It's within 24 hours of you listening to this. If you want to chill watching it, I suggest you pick up a cold, crisp Coors Light. It is super refreshing. Plus, the can itself says, hey, yo, I'm cold.
Okay.
Drink me, bruh.
This Coors Light bottle, this bottle's from the Bronx.
This, yo, what you doing? Stop going dummy and get over here and drink me, dog.
So this summer, stay passionate and stay refreshed with an ice cold Coors Light, official beer of Leagues Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado!
Boom. Okay.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
Let's move on to Japan and Spain.
Wow. Might as well take the S out of the word Spain.
There it is. Real, bro. Japan.
We both walk away. The end of the episode.
Goodbye, everybody.
You see Cooligans, buddy.
Love you guys.
No one really expected this result. I expected a game where a lot of goals, especially since both teams already qualified to the next round. Not much.
Let's do us all a favor and put up the momentum on FOTMOB.
Okay.
Just so we could see.
Yes.
Because Japan, you know, they're very much a counterattacking team.
Without a doubt. They're
like, hey, Spain, you want to hold on to the ball? Buddy, hold on to it as long as you like. We just go mash it up when we get it.
Here it is.
Look at this.
This is pretty wild.
Goals were scored where you don't even see a blue blip. It's like Spain was like, we were just passing it. We were just... How'd they get over there?
I would say even Japan was like, we were just defending. How are we up four?
Why am I in the goal with the ball?
Why am I doing a goal celebration right now? It makes no sense.
Am I grittying right now? I should be defending. Wait, I scored? Why are my nation so happy?
This is this momentum chart. It clearly shows where the momentum was. But this is when it comes to any Spanish national team, any game, Spain, men or women.
This is kind of
what it looks like. Yeah, possession, yeah, yeah. It is the style of play, mm-hmm, that pretty much all of La Liga
it's
plays.
Like, you can have it because you can't afford it. It's literally the song playing every time they're doing it.
But
this is wild to see. If I would show you this, you'd say, the score is 4-0. You'd say, oh, it was the red.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
You are a person that sees charts and graphs and just applies logic.
Right, and everyone knows I'm big on logic and big on charts and graphs.
Okay.
It's a big thing for me.
When I think Alexis Guerreros, I'm like, charts.
Yeah, charts and graphs. Common sense.
Data.
Yeah, big data guy.
But this is a Japanese masterclass.
This was a drubbing. I'm going to show you. So we had this conversation. Charlie seems to think he'd rather play Japan because they want us to have possession. And as long as we can stop their counter, we're good. Where me and my Grella this morning were saying, no. I'd rather play Spain because if we're going to get beat on a counter and we're a possession team that likes to play high up and our fullbacks are bombing forward, we don't want to get beat on a counter by people who have just beaten one of the supposed best teams in this competition 4-0 simply on a counter attack.
I mean,
these are masterminds at the counter.
Just the other day, I was like, Japan and Spain are the best teams so far,
yeah,
in this Women's World Cup. And now I'm like, I don't know about Spain anymore.
I mean, they're still good. It's just
No. I will say this. I think the U.S. has lost to Japan in a World Cup final before.
Yeah.
Japan is a very good team. Every World Cup.
And you know who they are. You know what they're going to do.
Okay.
And they're really good at doing
you saw, it. Who was it? The coach? They are who we thought they were.
Yeah. Well, the Arizona Cardinals guy.
I think he passed away, no?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I forgot his name. But anyway.
Mike Ditka or something like that.
Completely not Mike Ditka, but yeah.
Bro, it was Bobby Ditka. Yeah, I don't know about him.
So this, look, If I had to pick, if I have to answer that question, I would say definitely Spain.
Give me Spain, bro.
Japan, especially the third goal?
The curling pass. Oh, my God.
What a finish.
U.S., we play really high up. She might be able to make that exact same pass.
Well, that kind of the blueprint on how to beat us, to be honest with you.
So, I don't know about that. So, that's the thing is that we've lost to Spain. We just lost to Spain a couple months ago. So, that's my, reservation there, my concern.
How about this? Let's not play either of them. Can we work that out, Infantino?
Yeah, I was just blown away by Japan here. What was even the possession stats? The possession stats.
Oh no, it was 77 to 23.
That's
what were the shots? 7 to 10 total shots.
Yeah,
10.
And I saw a thing that said Japan had 3 touches. They had only 3 touches in the box, and they scored on each one. Which is so insane.
Crazy. Efficiency, bro.
Bro.
Efficiency. They're like, we're not here to work hard. We're just here to do exactly the job we were asked to do.
Yeah. But part of me thinks, I know Spain would have preferred to win this game. I know that.
Oh, my God. What are you about to say?
It feels a little bit like they both qualified. I think Spain maybe took the foot off the gas and be like, we don't really need to. I mean, you want to win. You get finished in first in the group. I understand, but that's could this have been a fluke by Spain?
No, a little bit. Alexia Putella started. Parayuelo was there.
Yeah,
Hermosa was there. These aren't players that take their foot off the gas.
Hermoso.
Who did I say?
Hermosa.
Hermosa. My bad. Hermoso.
You did.
They don't take their foot off the gas. Their car's filled with hair. To the brim, bro.
Is this episode brought to you by Hater Water?
Brought to you by Hater Water.
Apologies, Coors Light. Yeah. For bringing it up.
It's not nearly as refreshing as Coors Light, though.
So the it did
no
cr-
this was
it did, cross, it did cross my mind. I mean, maybe just a mindset and mentality, just like not expecting Japan to be able to do this against Spain.
Look, after the second goal, maybe there's a little bit of we don't even need this,
right?
Maybe, but not the going into the match it is what it is, bro. Even if we lose, we good. I don't think so.
No. Okay, well, I mean, it's Japan. Easily has looked the best throughout these group stages. They won every game, and they conceded no goals.
I was going to say, are they the new favorites? You guys have them as the favorites to win it all now?
Favorite? I mean, I would say
favorite
after
to
US,
compete with the U.S.
After U.S., yeah.
Japan, I think, poses the biggest threat. Oh, God, I sound like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I don't even know if that's period correct, by the way.
No, that was right.
It was
right.
A good?
Yeah,
nice.
Historically accurate. Right?
Mm. Oppenheimer.
Barbie.
Well, Barbie knows all about FDR, bro. That's what the movie's about. I don't think that I would say Japan is at the level the US are, but they do that one thing that seems to foul us up pretty well. Yeah. In the counterattack,
I don't think Japan can score 4 on the U.S., but could they?
I also think the U.S. would be like, we're going to break your faces if you try to score 4 on
it. Yeah, just the quality of, simply the defending. I mean, the U.S. doesn't really make that many mistakes, and getting caught out like this, Spain.
Hold on, you got. Whoa, slow down. Crystal Dunn bombing up. Hold on, Emily Fox bombing up, and you've got one real center back and Julie Ertz. Not that I'm saying Julie Ertz is a joke, but come on, she hasn't played center back in a long time, and now she's being asked to do it in the World Cup.
But these are some of the best center backs in the world. It's not going to happen.
They're going to get space with Crystal. Crystal Dunn got to be in the midfield, even if she's starting as a left back. Emily Fox got to bomb up, even though she's starting
Emily
as a right
Fox,
back.
Well, Crystal Dunn goes up. Emily Fox is not as attacking as Crystal Dunn is,
not nearly as attacking. But come on, she gets up into that midfield space.
Okay,
what I'm saying is these Japanese attackers are going to have space.
I'm just saying it's not going to happen 4 times. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to.
Wash away the idea that they could really hurt us, because they absolutely can.
They can, but not 4 times. That's what I'm just saying.
I'm a sage.
They may
this
not,
place.
You know, again,
I'm a sage. This whole
freezing
food.
Cold takes is writing down.
Yeah,
right
dude.
Now.
Why are you giving them bulletin board material, bro?
So
were you going to correct me on FDR?
No. I was actually going to bring up the betting odds. Spain is still favored more than Japan is after this game. Spain is plus 400 to win the tournament. Japan's still plus 900.
That's insulting to Japan.
I know.
Also, that's a good bet on Japan.
Japan's
bro.
Fifth favorite. They're still behind England, Germany, Spain, and the United States.
It's remarkable. I mean, but when you see the possession stats, like how long
zero goals conceded. That's remarkable.
Can they keep doing this? But they've done it against good teams. But let's talk about the U.S. against the upcoming match against Portugal. We have obviously a couple of which groups are playing. I'll bring that up in a second. But
this is obviously to me, this is Group E. If the U.S. lose to Portugal, this is a catastrophe.
Yeah,
without a
doubt. The biggest catastrophe in this World Cup.
Yeah, so
would be the U.S. losing in this game.
Group D and E are up in the morning, Eastern time, wherever you're watching this from.
And the U.S. need a result.
We do need a result,
which you would expect. Portugal, you obviously cannot be that. They haven't been that great at this World Cup.
They won once.
Who they beat? They beat Vietnam, right?
Yeah, no, they beat Vietnam 2-0. Yeah.
So you would imagine this game is it's still a U.S. versus Netherlands in who's going to score more. Because they are what? They're tied on...
You mean it's a goal differential battle. U.S. are +3, Netherlands are +1.
+1.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's...
so we got a two-goal buffer.
Yeah, and you would imagine Netherlands is really going to go for it against Vietnam, even though Vietnam didn't make it that easy against the U.S. You have to think...
Or Portugal.
But they've sort of defended well, but Vietnam have not scored a goal yet, yep. And I can't imagine they'll score one against Netherlands. But U.S. Portugal. I mean, let's really just focus on this game because I think that's what is important. I think a lot of people who listen to our show. But this is a
someone in Lisbon just threw their iPhone.
Vlaco, if you've seen, you listen to our previous episodes after, especially reacting to the Netherlands match, it is we were going after Vlaco. We didn't hide it. A lot of people have, and it's an interesting thing. We were talking about this on our Patreon, the Gully Squad Slack, about how a lot of people are critical of Vlaco, but it's not just comedians with podcasts. It's also it's also a lot of journalists, but it's also a lot of players,
a lot of people who played.
And there's an interesting thing. There's a lot. This is an interesting World Cup because there are several players, that active players that are play on the U.S. Women's National Team that have podcasts and have shows throughout this World Cup that are also opining on the fact that Vlaco made no subs. And there's an interesting balance of like, I want to be critical of and share my opinion of the coach and his decisions. And then also like, but I'm also trying to make this team. So I can't just be like, I'll be wild brazy.
No, but some people are just like, nah, yo, let's be brazy. Nobody listens to our podcast.
So it's interesting because like Kristen Press and Tobin Heath have their show.
Yeah.
And
very well produced.
Very well done. And Tobin Heath did an interview with Vivian Miedema. And even Vivian Miedema was like, yo, why y'all didn't make any subs? You know, she's like playing on she's from the Netherlands.
She's like, yo, y'all should have bodied us, bro.
So it's just like, I'm Tobin Heath. I don't know if she'll ever come back.
No, based on the way they're talking on this podcast, it seems like they're through.
Same thing, Kristen Press. And then also Midge Purse has a show on Just Women Sports with mm-hmm. Katie Nolan. Also criticizing the lack of subs. And Vlaco, he came out and he did in the press conference today and was like, kind of like, I ain't paying attention to the noise. I don't care what criticism you have. There's a job to be done. The only thing he pointed out was the goal that was given up against Netherlands. He just said that it was like a sort of daisy chain of like of lack of aggressiveness, of mistakes, of basically people not committing to either defending or stopping a player, and then that led to their teammate also not making that commitment and stopping that ball or stopping that player and stuff like that. So it's kind of started with Andy Sullivan missing the challenge, and I forgot who it went wide, but it's like you watch the play back, you see like, oh, everybody was kind of hesitant as soon as they lost the ball. And that was his like reasoning for giving up the goal. So I don't know how
much. I mean, the fault still lies at his feet.
Yeah, yeah. The substitution thing was kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Because you know what I hated most about that press conference? I wish I would have had it queued up. But this is basically what he said. He was just like, you know, when Rose Lavelle came into the game, I thought she really made a difference. Bro, so you know that substitutes can make a difference, right?
You know, Rose ain't the only one on the bench, right?
And it's just so crazy. It's like, you know, again, you still have some people that are like, you know, you got to trust the coach and blah, blah, blah. But it's just like when this so much of an overwhelming amount of people just being like, yo, he made the wrong decision.
Star players from the other team that are injured and can't play are like, bro, you would have beat us if you would have. It's like it's frustrating. It's like when you fight someone and be like, yo, I don't know why you didn't use your right hand.
Right, right.
You could have rocked me in the face with that. You know, I wasn't even defending it.
Like, but now your children are crying watching you on the ground, bro.
It's a damn shame. I'm talking to someone who's knocked out. You know, to me, I think it's frustrating simply because it would have been like, well, you're trying something, and to not try anything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, granted, you know, you get a Trinity Rodman scores at the end there, and we're not having this conversation. It goes down as a win, but it's still frustrating. But I do want to take a look at the lineup.
I mean, this is the predicted lineup in Font Mob.
But this is no difference than the lineup that started the last
match. Right, right.
Even Font Mob is like, what? he's doing no difference. He wrote this shit in Sharpie, bro. This whiteboard is messed up.
So, yeah, I mean, we're looking at the exact same lineup. And
give me one change you would make to the starting lineup.
To the starting
lineup. And now, before you say that, I will tell you, Charlie Davies suggested.
I saw this.
This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested that Sophia Smith should start where Alex Morgan is.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn Williams should start where Trinity Rodman is. And now you would assume he would have moved Alex Morgan off to the left. No. Alyssa Thompson. So his idea is to bench Alex Morgan in a must-win World Cup group stage game.
Yes, that is his idea. I was watching it, and I'm like, and I saw the reaction you and Grella gave him. Uh-huh. I didn't think he was crazy.
You think Alex Morgan.
I don't, look, would I make the
decision? Would you tell her she's not playing in this game? And how thick of a bulletproof glass do you want to be between when you're doing
it? It's not the decision I would make, but I didn't think it was crazy to make the suggestion. That's all I'm saying. It's just like, if Charlie Davies was the eccentric coach of the U.S. Women's National Team and wanted to mix things up, I'd be like, okay, based on the performances, I can see why he would want to try something else. And I know it's a must-win game against Portugal, but I think in every U.S. player and fan's mind, there's not even a chance that they'll lose.
And you don't think it's smarter to start Alex Morgan, one of your captains? Let me finish.
Okay.
Start Alex Morgan, and then when we're winning 3-0 in the 45th minute, be like, you know what? Second half, you're sitting. Lynn, you're in.
Do you really think they're going to be winning 3-0 at halftime?
I'm saying, if you're that confident that we're going to win, I don't think we're going to be up 3-0 in the first half.
I don't think so either.
But what I'm saying is, you would hope that if Alex Morgan is in, we're playing at our best, that she is a part of our best 11.
So I do think it's smarter. All I'm saying is not. I don't think it's stupid to not start her.
I think it's very stupid. Okay, I think right now Alex Morgan is listening to us agreeing.
There has to be some level, some spectrum of like, you know, intelligence and stupidity, and I don't think it's completely all the way just absolutely dumb.
If we're talking on a scale of 1 to 100, 1 is the smartest decision you can make, 100 the dumbest. I think this is somewhere in the 80s.
Wow, that's very high. No, I think I would say it's probably in the low 60s.
She's co-captain.
I get that, but also, what did she
in a must-win? If you lose, it's your fault.
But you can't. You're not losing to Portugal. I'm operating.
So then start her and take it out. Take her out early,
which I'm fine with. I'm like, are you with Charlie? Not me.
Call Charlie right now.
Get Charlie here, then you can yell at him.
Yeah, Christian, what time do you drive the ball? What change would you make? Give me one change from the lineup that you would make. And I'll say this, not only can you replace a player, but you could switch a position at the same time.
Okay, if it was me,
that allows me to make the decision.
Yeah, Rose Lavelle starting in place of Savannah DeMello. And I would even... I don't know. I feel like even the formation, like maybe sit Andy Sullivan, but for who exactly? I mean, what's I got to look at the rest of the roster and just like.
To me, it's very simple. I think I trust Julie Ertz as a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
More than I'm currently trusting Andy Sullivan, who I think is an incredible defensive midfielder. But I think what she gives you is what you've seen so far, which is she does one thing. She does it very well. But right now,
yeah.
I think Julie Ertz, move her up, bring in an actual center back. And I know
Alana Cook.
Get Alana Cook in there. I know she hasn't looked incredible in the opportunity she's been given. But we shouldn't have left it this late to develop a partnership with Naomi Girma. But get her in there. Get Naomi Girma and Julie Ertz. And let Julie Ertz slide back a little bit and really protect that back line. Almost be a three-person back line, while Emily Fox is not too far up, but definitely further up. And Crystal Dunn is further up, you know, so that Sophia Smith can tuck in. Lindsay Horan can kind of swap spots and be a bit more central. If I could make one more change, I would also get Rose LaBelle in there for Savannah DeMello. But to me, that is second to getting that back line a bit more reassured.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Julius can still potentially stay there, but it's with three people as opposed to just two with Andy Sullivan in front of him.
Right. I would even I would love to see Sofia Huerta in place of Emily Fox.
I wouldn't hate that either.
I think because in the two games, I think Emily's a better defender, but Sofia Huerta offers like just an unbelievable passes, great crosses, and we've seen that often when she plays for the Reign. And that was my frustration with Netherlands. I thought Emily Fox did a great job defensively, but then just moving the ball forward, just you saw hesitations.
There is no bridge until Rose LaBelle comes in. There's no bridge to tie to spring the attack.
Yeah.
There's no one to get it forward in a creative or dynamic fashion. There just isn't, you know? I think Lindsay Horan is really good at some of those long balls. She's really good at sort of putting balls into space. I don't know if it doesn't offer the same thing like a Rose LaBelle does,
right,
which is can take on a defender, can take on a midfield, can break lines. I mean, that to me is such a dynamic piece. I think you have to start Rose LaBelle and hope she can give you 60 minutes and then take her out and bring someone in like an Ashley Sanchez or even Sav DeMello if you want.
Yeah, when you have the game kind of more in control and maybe you have a couple goals. Charlie...
You would hope with her and Alex Morgan in.
Yeah.
You would hope that there's a chance that they're up by three or four.
I did think Charlie's suggestion about Alyssa Thompson was absurd. I thought that was... I think she's obviously... She's very young and doesn't have the experience to be in these big games just yet. You know, I think if she starts in a game this important of someone so young, there's a huge, huge risk. Obviously, she's a quality player, but this is where, you know, in my mind, like, yeah, Lynn Williams, I would also maybe instead of Trinity Rodman, maybe Lynn Williams. I did like Charlie's response about thoughts about just like having fresh legs. Like this tournament is longer. There's a lot more games.
This is the third match. It feels like a weird time to do fresh legs.
I disagree.
Yeah,
I
mean, to me, it's like, come on, dog. I mean, this is a World Cup.
If you were making subs throughout the games, then I would say like, yeah, Morgan, she only played 60, 70 minutes.
If there was some type of rotation, you'd be like, it doesn't matter who starts.
But because there were none in the last game outside of, Rose LaVelle coming in, then that's why I think it's a bigger factor. So, in general, subs, I think, would have improved the game. I don't think we're talking like this if Vlatko makes a couple subs. And we're not really questioning what the lineup looks like or what the starting lineup looks like. It's just it's a frustrating kind of situation to be in this, like, sort of must-win game. But again, they're going to win. There's just like, it would just be so insane.
It's dumb to argue this because they're going to win, but still, it's fun. It's fun to think about. I also, speaking of arguing, can we just talk a little bit about our appearance on the main show, if you will, the Dan Levitard show. Even though it was Pablo Torre, I made the joke: if you only make one sub in 90 minutes, you get fired from Jersey Mike's.
Uh-huh.
It's a good bit.
It's a good,
okay?
Lovely,
it's
bit.
A great bit. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, bro, I get that the fans don't always know we're going for the joke,
mm-hmm,
right? I get that a lot of the people that are now getting a chance to listen or watch or even see our clips are very confused by the fact that we're using sarcasm.
Yeah.
Because they live a happy-less life. Okay? But how do you not realize that's a joke? The amount of comments are like, if you even made 5 subs in 90 minutes, you'd also be fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, manager of a Jersey Mike's.
I was going to say, we got the Jersey Mike's crew chiming in.
Dude, what page was that in the training manual? Dude, relax. It's a bit, bro.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
Don't you hear me and other people laughing after I say it?
I don't know how much energy to put into kind of explaining to people.
No, but even to me, it's just like, look, I get that sometimes the context of our sarcasm doesn't always make the clip.
Yeah,
because then it would be too long. But when it's obviously a joke.
Right, right. And there's so many serious options for, you know, soccer shows. And
why do we make you so angry?
I don't understand why people get so mad at our stupidity. We're not pretending to be smart.
Right. We did not take over the Men in Blazers podcast. You found us.
Why?
We didn't lie on the feed and say we were ESPN FC.
Okay, so all right, I don't know what to tell
you. Just take it easy, Matt. Just relax, man.
Yeah.
Take a Coors Light, chill out.
Yeah. All of y'all need some Coors damn Light.
People, they don't understand. They're like, how do you guys even, you know, you quit your day jobs. And it's like, how do you guys make them? I don't know. Coors Light thinks we're pretty cool.
Yeah. They think we're also crisp and refreshing.
All right. Something unique, a unique, you know, product to right. offer to the market.
Someone was like, you guys aren't even fun. And what do you do with your 5 followers? Give me a bit. You post about wrestling cards, dog.
There's someone very specific. Alexis
yeah. We're talking about that.
Yeah. He was like, this is the dumbest thing I heard. Really? Now when someone goes, you should start an account about wrestling cards? That wasn't the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Okay. Look, he might have got an autographed Undertaker card.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, enjoy. I hope you enjoy what you do.
I'm not posting on your shit saying, yo, this is corny.
We're not commenting anything. Just, yo, live your life. I hope you enjoy.
Right? I'm not watching the reels of you redecorating your mother's basement. I'm not doing any of that.
So have fun. You know,
enjoy.
Hopefully you get, you know, a Shawn Michaels guard.
Or what's the one guy I know? Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon, okay.
Or The Rock. I hope you meet The Rock.
We wish you the best. All right.
Everybody. And I hope he maces you.
Thank you.
Get away from me, you weirdo.
Thank you again for joining us. another episode of the Cooligans Women's World Cup Daily. We are here every day. Make sure, again, a lot of new people who are, you know, wrestling card collectors have been, have been tuning in.
We got a lot of fans and ops showing up in our comments.
But we appreciate, we love you all, okay? Yeah. Okay, thank you for tuning in and commenting stupid things on our clips.
Don't encourage it.
As always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, subscribe on YouTube. Shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network. And we'll be back tomorrow. Obviously, our reactions to the U.S. Portugal, you know, hopefully U.S. wins 42-0, and you know, and we're all very thrilled to go.
If U.S. loses, we might just not do an episode. We might just be sitting at home crying.
It certainly would not be a fun episode. We're definitely going to need a few Coors Light if the U.S. loses.
Yeah, and then the U.S. And Canada will be watching Leagues Cup with us.
Yeah, yeah. It's just all the haters. It's called engagement. So thank you.
So we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Peace, everybody.
It's the Cooligans, buddy. Love you guys.